the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 704 in our original It's Your Business series. We're on the road today, and by the grace of God, we're in a very wet Lincoln County. Not as wet as it was earlier in the week. We're at Tallgrass, and this is the weekend they have their Summer Sober. Addiction and recovery is a topic It's Your Business has adopted, and we'll be here to promote the big event. And if you know someone or are someone who needs help, this is the time to listen. As far as our guests that be joining us in the 2 hours, we're going to introduce you to the new Little Miss Hartford, Kaya Gabbert. I helped crown her last night about 8 o'clock. She's excited. The 8-year-old will be here telling about Hartford in an interview that I can't wait to do. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, talking about the Bar Association in town. We tried to come up with some lawyer jokes. All we could talk about are some of the things that lawyers do and do not do. Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota will be with us this morning. We'll talk with Jody Schwann, the Business Journal, Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, Scott Verilek, Coima K-Meg, Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage, Todd Newberger from Edward Jones. That being said, we have given the litany of who's in the show. Now let's talk to those people that are. We've got Joan Swenson from Tallgrass, who is hosting quite the Summer Sober event tomorrow, along with Tim Stroop. Both have been familiar voices in our addiction recovery show. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Last year it rained.
It did.
This year it rained, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain on the weekend. So you're smiling this morning.
I am smiling. It's been a little bit rough couple weeks out here with all the rain we've had, as has been with everybody else in the area. So we are hoping for good weather tomorrow so that we are able to have our event on our campus and not at our second location that we've picked out if we have to. So we're pretty pumped up.
Tim is, I want to call him an old football player, but he's younger than I am, so I can't use the word old, Tim. But you have been a part of the show. You have been one of these that have talked about the importance of addiction and recovery. Why is this weekend important?
First of all, thanks for having me back again, Joan and Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. And I always remember everybody smiling out here anyway. But this weekend is just cool. It's a fun weekend. Last year it rained, but it was fun. I ran.
That was on the 4th of July weekend. That was when we moved it. So we had the 5K on the 4th of July. So this year we're actually having it on the Summer Sober Day. So you did run last year, though.
Yes, I did.
A month later.
But anyway, the reason it's so fun, and I was thinking about this, but I used to think that in order to have fun, I had to drink. So every occasion that I found that I could drink and that we were going to, we would start it off by drinking. This is a fun event without drinking. There's nothing more fun. Life is fun. But this event is especially fun. You have so many people with the same spirit that are sober. And I used to think I was crazy when I was drinking. These people are way more crazy, and they are sober. They are crazy for life. They are crazy for other people. Just having fun, come together, talk, run, eat, paint, whatever the occasion. It becomes a fun event, and there's no alcohol involved.
Joan, there's a website, there's information. How do people take part? Who should take part in the Summer Sober tomorrow?
Well, everybody should take part because everybody's affected by addiction in some form or another. I mean, it ripples out through our community, through our families, through everything. So everybody is welcome and everybody should be involved. It is a fundraiser for our scholarship program. So everybody who would like to participate, we'd love to have you donate 10 bucks, you know, whatever, up to whatever you need, whatever you can. It's a celebration in recovery. That's what we're here, and that's what we're about. So if you want more information, you can go on the website, www.tallgrassrecovery.org. You can find us on Facebook. There's been information all week. It's been spreading all over the web. So you're welcome to come out tomorrow. We'll love to have you.
We often talk about 1 out of 10, maybe even more, that are addicted and need recovery. Is there a chance tomorrow, even with the activities, to talk about somebody individually, with mentors, with people from Tallgrass, face it together, that have a chance to come out and kind of see and feel that they're not alone?
Absolutely. In years past, I've been doing this event. Well, I've been involved in this event for 6 years since I've gotten sober. Every year there's been somebody who's come on this campus who's needed help that we've gotten to at least connected with somebody. You know, not necessarily that they stay, obviously, that day and come in, but they may have come down later. But there's always been somebody who's come out here who's needed help that we've been able to help. Staff, friends. I mean, there's so many people here that'll be here this weekend that are in recovery that you would be able to find whatever you needed.
All right, who are we going to talk to in the next couple of hours that is going to tell us about Summer Sober?
Well, we're going to talk to our friend Jesse. We're going to talk to our friend Amy. Our friend Elizabeth is going to come over and do yoga tomorrow at 11 a.m. from Face It National. So she'll be here at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. And I think Tim.
Dennis Ford.
Yeah, and Dennis. Dennis will be here. Oh, my gosh, how could I forget Dennis Ford, our executive director?
I was trying to help you.
Thank you. Oh, don't tell him. He's probably downstairs listening right now. Sorry, Dennis.
Well, we want you to keep in mind this is the day with the most sunlight of the year, tomorrow. The summer solstice is a part of the summer sober. Website again, they can go to, Joan?
Tallgrassrecovery.org.
All right, 30-second spiel, why they should be here tomorrow, Tim.
Well, I'm just going to give a shout-out to anybody and everybody out there, whether they drink, whether they don't drink. But I think you'll find with the majority of the people here, Bill, this event is not about them. This event is about the person who still suffers. So if there's anybody that still drinks and they want to stop, I would just highly recommend they come out, because they'll find someone they can identify with and they can talk to, and they can see the joy that they have in their life now that they've been sober. And it's amazing how that works when they identify with someone.
Tim Stroop, Joan Swenson, we're at Tallgrass. We want you to listen, tell people to listen this morning, and kind of keep in mind that the Summer Sober is tomorrow. When we come back, we'll visit with two of those traditionally that start our Friday show. They kind of moved aside a little bit this morning so we could talk about the important topic of the day, the Summer Sober. We'll visit with Jody from the Business Journal, Jesse from the Better Business Bureau, when It's Your Business continues.
I wish I'd done this sooner.
Hi, I'm Donna from Stanford Hearing Aids, and we hear that a lot. Recently, a new patient told us, "If I had known how easy getting used to hearing aids would be, I would have done it much sooner." At Stanford's, that's pronounced with a T, we will make every step as easy as possible. Our professional and experienced providers, Chris, Ann, and Stephanie, all have the same goal, to help you improve your hearing. Please don't wait. Your hearing is too important. Call 338-6251 to schedule your free visit, or go to StanfordHearingAids.com.
Rush's Week in Review, Saturdays noon to 3. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Tallgrass tomorrow, hosting the Summer Sober. We hope that you'll take time. If you have questions about it, you can call out here at 368-5559. Their website, tallgrassrecovery.org. Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, joins us each Monday, previewing the cover story of the week that appears online and in print on Wednesday. Friday, we always hope that she's going to bring us the rest of the story. Sometimes I have to work harder than others to get the information, but she's usually very good. She's angelic, and she has been very good. And this week we're talking about East Sioux Falls, the fact that people are moving that direction.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, Bill, I have to work harder than others to get information. That's just how it is in our business. But this East 10th Street one was really not too difficult because you can see yourself. You just drive east, you know, start downtown, take it all the way out until it becomes Arrowhead Parkway, and you are going to see that development for yourself. I feel like we've been talking about the growth of East Side retail for a long time. You know, we had that wave of it before the recession with the Dolly Farm retail development. Then things kind of slowed everywhere. And now we're back to a point where it's really a continuous flow of retail development all along that corridor. And what we're starting to see are new strip malls. There is one in the area of Foss and Arrowhead, for instance, that just opened its first tenant, which is a mattress firm, last weekend. And it's already leased up for the rest of the property. They're going to add Noodles and Company and Firehouse Subs there later on this summer. And then we're also starting to see redevelopment along East 10th Street, which is this growing trend in retail nationwide. For instance, if you look in the area of 10th and Bonson, you will see that the old mid-casino is about to go away. They're going to be raising that building to create room for more parking, but the business itself is just moving, and that is into a new, really nice-looking strip mall, I think, at that same location, and that's nearly full, too, and nobody's open there yet. But it's going to contain Mint Casino, Jimmy John's, Lick the Spoon, the growing pot pie business, and then there's room for one more tenant. So lots of retail interest along that East 10th Street corridor, and more to come, I'm sure.
East 10th, is there any place growing as quickly retail-wise in Sioux Falls as there is out there? Anything that would be close to it comparison-wise?
I would say to the south, yeah. We saw the retail center, for instance, at 69th and Western fill up, I thought, pretty quickly once things started to roll. And they are now at total occupancy, and that's a pretty good-sized retail center. But definitely there's momentum to the east, and I would look for that to not only continue but to move south. So we're already starting to see some more interest, for instance, in the area of 26th and Sycamore. I think after that we're going to see more at 57th and Sycamore. So east to southeast is where I would watch.
So I always have to ask, and this is always where I enjoy it the most, other breaking news, Jody?
I want to talk quickly about Profile by Sanford. Bill, you know, you're familiar with this. You're a wellness guy, a health and wellness guy. And that Profile by Sanford concept is something to watch. So, you know, they opened just a couple years ago, I believe, their first location in Sioux Falls. They've now grown to 5,000 members in 9 sites for this health, wellness, nutrition concept called Profile. Well, the next phase of growth here is going to take them into some new and exciting markets. They just inked their first franchise agreement to open in Lincoln, Nebraska. They're going to be opening a corporate store in Des Moines. They're going to be going into markets in Minnesota. And then even beyond that, Bill, they're looking at sites in Dallas, Texas, Knoxville, Tennessee, Spokane, Washington. So that is going to spread the Sanford name far beyond that geographic footprint that we're used to with them. So I talked to a consultant who they're working with, a guy based in Omaha, who said there's a lot of potential behind this concept. And before the year is over, we're probably going to have some more sites to announce there. So keep an eye on Profile.
Good job. We're on location today. We're out at Tallgrass. And Sioux Falls likes to think of themselves as special. The Face It Together, the Tallgrass, the identifying 1 out of 10, maybe even more than that, that are addicted, working to recovery, 30 businesses working together to help find solutions. You get to cover a lot of different communities, have covered a lot of different communities. You've been involved with a lot of different places. It's nice to have a Sioux Falls trying to find an answer to a problem that touches so many people.
Yeah, and I think you hit on an important theme there with the business community coming together. 30 businesses partnering on an effort like this is fantastic. To me, it reminds me of United Way and our longstanding commitment as a business community to supporting that agency and recognizing that, you know, it's not just about our particular business, that there are needs, social needs in the community that we can come together and address. Forward Sioux Falls is a good example of that on the economic development side. So we have many unique efforts like this, and certainly other communities have a strong business presence too. You know, we're not alone in that regard. But I think for our size and, you know, the diversity of our industries, we've done some pretty special things here.
Jody, you're like me. You get out to see a lot of people, a lot of different things in Sioux Falls. Is there anything more the organizations can do here to get the message out for people to let them know there is help?
Reaching people is always the trick, and you know, I feel like that becomes harder all the time because we're all bombarded with messaging everywhere. But I think the way that this organization is uniquely positioned is this. We're starting to hear a lot more from businesses about focusing on the whole person in the workplace. You know, understanding that just because you're there for your work life doesn't mean that other things happening aren't impacting your performance and aren't having an impact on the larger organization. So businesses are starting to recognize the value in addressing some of that, recognizing that it's not just about, you know, those key performance areas at work. It's about everything else that's going on in life. And so I think if an organization like this can just continue to work that business-to-business angle and educate them about the resources that are out there, that as they move forward with this focus on the whole person, a lot of them are going to be looking for an organization like Tallgrass for a Face-It. And I think they're going to be relieved and pleased that those resources are available in this community.
Nicely put. Don't go away. We've got Jesse with us, and we may have something that you want to chime in on. Jesse Schmidt, of course, is the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, and we have talked before, but you said when it rains, it pours in more ways than one. We've got people that are not licensed, people that are going to be approaching people, I can help, but can they?
Well, you know, again, it depends. When you and I spoke earlier this week, I said I kind of feel like a broken record. But when we talked last Friday, we had one isolated storm. Since that time, you know, we have had two other really significant events in Sioux Falls, and certainly in our surrounding communities have been so drastically affected. And so we are already seeing there's ads in the Argus Leader of roofing companies, of remodeling contractors, and some of them are advertising that they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau, so you know right away you can check them out very, very easily. But there's things that people need to remember, that you need to have the complete information from the business that you're going to talk to. Even if they're not headquartered here, where are they from? Where is their bricks and mortar? Make sure that your contractor has all the proper permits. To get a new roof in Sioux Falls, you need to have a building permit. And these contractors that are coming to Sioux Falls, they need to have a city contractor's license. That's a requirement of the city of Sioux Falls. And as we said before, Bill, if they're knocking on your door looking for work, you want to make sure and ask if they have their peddler's permit. Department of Revenue has contacted us as well. You want to make sure that on your bid, they're going to charge you contractor's excise tax, because that's their role. When they come here to set up business, they have to abide by all the laws that we have in Sioux Falls. And in the construction business, that's what we do. We have contractor's excise tax. So they need to be registered with all the appropriate agencies. And if, you know, what if somebody from out of town does your work and then something happens, doesn't go right? So you want to clearly ask, what are my warranty guides, and how do I ensure that I can get you back here if perhaps something is not as I had hoped it would be? Get references from previous jobs and check them out before you sign a contract. You know, ideally, you'd like to have two or three bids. That may be tough this time of year because these guys have enough work for a year. So you really at least try and get a couple bids to see if you can, if you really are indeed getting a deal, because sometimes we see that you really indeed aren't. First thing I said last week, before you do anything, contact your homeowner's insurance and see if by chance you're covered for this sort of disaster. If you have regular homeowner's insurance, your roof is probably covered. Basement's a disaster. You have to check and see if you have coverage for that. And you don't really want to commence work if you have not yet talked to your insurance company. And if an organization is pressuring you to do so, that should be a huge red flag to you. So again, disaster victims are in such a unique position. They have so many decisions to make in a short amount of time. Don't be pressured by a contractor. That's the last thing you want to do. Take your time, take a deep breath, check them out, then make your decisions.
When you hear her talking about the contractors and all the weather we've had this week, you guys wind up doing stories about contractors that are licensed, people that are working hard. There's a difference between those that just come into town, like, with all due respect, gypsies, and come in and
fleece the people and then leave.
Yeah, no, we understand that that's a free market and you know, it's going to happen. But fortunately, Bill, so far anyway, we haven't heard very much from consumers on issues. I mean, it's early, right? But we actually ran Jesse's tips, the Better Business Bureau's tips, on our website and pushed it out on our social media this morning. And we're going to put it in tomorrow's paper. So we do the best we can to try to get the word out. And you just hope that, I mean, there's so many of these scams out there, right? Whether it's people falling for things online. I mean, you talk about this all the time, or door-to-door sales, that maybe as a market of consumers, we've learned to become just a little more skeptical. And you have to hope that people draw on those tools in situations like this, understanding that it's a stressful time and you need the work done. And sometimes that clouds your thinking. But the other piece of this, of course, on the construction side and the contracting side of things is delays. I know we're going to hear about that. Already hearing about that, so more to come. But we had a big construction year going, our second largest year ever permitted, and it's not going to be easy to get those projects done with the kind of weather we've been having. So I know a lot of people hoping things dry out here soon.
So if they need the Better Business Bureau, Jesse, how do they reach you?
Right. They just have to, it's as easy as picking up the telephone and calling our office at 605-271-2066 or going online to bbb.org. We have a whole list of contractors that specify in roofing right here in Sioux Falls. So just take a minute, check them out before you engage and sign a contract.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Jody Schwann with the Sioux Falls Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau.
Oh,
well, you could do that too.
Maybe.
Business Journal.
I don't have one more hour, Bill.
I think you're right. Ladies, thanks for being with us out here at Tallgrass today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Now I need to do just a little word for Comfort King. I was reading a story this morning that getting naps, short respites as far as sleep is concerned, isn't the answer. A good night's sleep. And that's the reason I go to Comfort King. And they did fit Mr. and Mrs. Zortman in January. It's made the difference. I rest comfortably most nights, knowing that the next day we're going to be at Tallgrass. We're going to be talking with people that want their message out there. So I have an obligation to use the zero gravity, to use the controller on my side of the bed. Carolyn, trust me, uses hers the way that she wants it. And sometimes I need the massager just to make things straight. Easy to find, as Carolyn says, I can find it. It's right by the mall. Comfort King. Go see Chris Larson at the Comfort King Factory. When we return, we'll talk more from Summer Sober and Tallgrass. It's your business. We're at Tallgrass this morning. Tomorrow is the Summer Sober. And joining us to talk about the event and what it's all about is Jesse Mix Erickson from Tallgrass. She has been a part of the addiction recovery shows in the past. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
I usually hear from Joan, from Julie, that you have sent a note. Hi, how are you? I just had an anniversary. Why is it important that people get help for addiction? Simple question. You can answer that. You're looking at Joan.
Excuse me that look. I can't believe he was going to ask me that.
I think it's important because you can get your life back. I got my life back, and I'm very proud to say that I'm now 1 year sober.
So when we talk about summer sober and people having a chance to come out and see that this isn't, they're not unique to the world because there are so many other people that have that same kind of addiction or something that's similar. It's nice to know that there are people there that can help.
Right. I was actually a guest here last year during Sober Sober, so that was my first opportunity to know that you can have fun without using or drinking. So I'm very happy to be back this year.
You got to watch all the chaos as we all got ready for Summer Sober. You weren't going to stay, if I remember correctly.
Right.
You were only here until July 3rd, and then you were leaving.
Right.
And then we got rained out, and there was no Summer Sober. And so we had all that excitement all that week. Do you remember that? People coming in, people calling, all of that, and everybody's all geared up. And then we got rained out, which is not going to happen this year.
But we still had Summer Sober.
Oh, we did here, but not like we were supposed to.
Okay.
All right, so we've got people tomorrow that have all kinds of activities. They will have some time that we visited a little bit with Tim this morning, with Joan, that if they come out, they can not only take part in a run, looking at some art, some fellowship time together, speakers. I would guess s'mores and a little something late on the day that's got the most sunlight of the year. But they have a chance to feel there's help.
Absolutely. And to put the, you know, to put faces and names and to make those connections. You know, not everybody who comes out here is somebody who suffers from the disease of addiction. Sometimes they're family members. A lot of times they're family members who want to know how can they get help for people that they love. I meet a lot of those people. That will be a great time for people to come out. If you've never been out to the campus, our campus is beautiful, although I have to say that our grass is a little bit brown right now because of a spraying problem. But, you know, I mean, really our campus is beautiful and the spirit of Tallgrass is amazing. You've been here now twice, or a few times actually,
right.
Twice live. There's a beautiful spirit place. You know, there's the fellowship, there's the want and the desire for people to help. And that's what we're all about here, you know? So if people come out tomorrow, that's what they're gonna feel when they come out here. And that's what they're gonna see is people, you know, enjoying life in recovery, that it is possible, there is hope. You don't have to always be stuck in what you were before.
As we talk to you this morning, Jesse, you have a story, and it may touch some people today, and it may help them. Are you willing to share?
Sure.
Well, share.
I found myself addicted to prescription pain meds and was totally not myself, did things that I shouldn't have done, found myself in trouble legally and clearly emotionally. So last year on June, I think it was June 6th, my parents had an intervention with me, and we thankfully found Tallgrass, and I came on June 11th, and like Joan said, I was only going to stay here for 16 days, and then my family talked me out of that. Well, then I knew I was going to be here on July 4th, and I didn't want to be here then, so I said I was leaving July 3rd. Then it was my time to go, and I didn't want to go. I am very thankful for this place, for sure.
You have people that love you.
Yes.
That did the intervention. You've got, if I remember, you have...
Two kids.
Mm-hmm. That would like to have mom in a way that they can remember growing up.
Yep.
So this has made a difference.
For sure. Even in my kids' life, like when they come out here, they get really excited. They feel comfortable out here as well. I'm hoping to bring them tomorrow because they always ask whenever we're in Sioux Falls if we can come to Tallgrass, mainly to see Bob. But
Hello Kitty Bob.
Yeah, Hello Kitty Bob. So yeah, I've made a difference for sure.
Joan, when we hear that story, it kind of reflects that many of the people we've talked to, and we do a show twice a month, second and fourth Tuesdays, 9 to 10 o'clock, have had an addiction, they're recovering, and now it helps them to be able to help others.
Absolutely. You know, when I first got sober, there's so much shame that comes around with the drinking and the using. And I mean, that's a huge part of our disease is the guilt and shame that's associated with it. You know, I remember specifically not wanting to have anybody know, you know, what I was doing before. And then when I got sober, I kind of had that same vibe that I didn't really need anybody to know. But the funny thing is that they had all known what I was like before. So when your whole life has to change, part of that is being able to reach out and help other people. That's what it was instilled in me when I got sober, is that it was freely given to me. And now when I get my feet on the ground, I must freely go out and give it to others. And I think that's the huge part of what we do here is we have mentors that come in, and one of the girls we'll talk to at the second hour. I was actually, when I was a volunteer here, I mentored her. Jesse was mentored by someone else. Everybody gets a mentor while they're out here. Okay, sorry, I got two girls talking around me in a squirrel
and
moment happening. Where's Mark Brown? He needs to be standing outside my window. So, you know, everybody has that connection. That is important that we have that. So addiction is so isolating, and it's important for people to know that people do recover. We recover all the time. I didn't know that when I got here. I didn't even think people didn't drink. I mean, how could that be possible that there are people out there who don't drink? What do they do to have fun? That is insane. You know, and I can tell you today that everybody I know mostly now at this point either getting their way into recovery or found their way into recovery. So
she's Joan Swenson. We're also talking with Jesse Mix Erickson, and we're at Tallgrass, where tomorrow it's Summer Sober. Kind of do a minute or so, if you will, on some of the activities, who should come, how they can go online, any of that contact information, answers questions today to come tomorrow.
Sure. Tomorrow we're going to have a 5K. It starts at 9 a.m. Registrations between 8:30 and 8:45. $25 to register. Again, this is a fundraiser. You're going to get an awesome t-shirt. So how could you not want to participate in that? At 11 o'clock, our friend Elizabeth is going to come over from Face It National and do yoga and on the campus with anybody who would like to participate in that. We're going to take a break. At 2 o'clock, we will start the mural project. I have three huge canvases that I've had frames built and stretched and primed yesterday. So we're going to start our project. We're going to have three themes. It'll be, what does addiction look like to you? What is spirituality? And what is recovery? Anybody, I don't care how little or how much painting you've ever done in your life, I want everybody to participate in that, because those pieces will be finished off, not tomorrow, but down the road, and we'll go on to the Recovery Art Show in September as a piece for everybody. And then at 4 o'clock, people will start rolling in for fellowship. At 5 and 6, or 5, we have food. 6 and 7, we have speakers. And then at around 9 or dark, depending on what it is tomorrow, we will have a bonfire with s'mores, of course, because how could we not have s'mores at a bonfire? And then if you want more information besides that, because that's a lot of information for a very short time, you can look online at www.tallgrassrecovery.org.
Well, we're at Tallgrass this morning. The waters parted. We were able to get out here, no problems. And it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. You should be able to come out on the day that has the most sunshine of the year, the Summer Sober at Tallgrass. We're going to talk with some other guests, come back and visit more about the Summer Sober at Tallgrass when It's Your Business continues. Hey, welcome back. We are at Tallgrass this morning, Lincoln County, and they got quite the amount of rain this week, rain that made us all think about Canton and T and Lenox and some of those communities that had water, plus our friends over in Iowa and Rock Rapids, particularly with the tragedies that they've had to tell, and Wessington as well. Just an interesting week as far as weather is concerned, but it's sunny today. We're at Tallgrass, where they deserve a city that lets people come and talk about addiction and recovery. It was interesting to talk a little bit with Jody Schwann this morning about the uniqueness of this community that we talk about all the time, that we do have businesses, we have people, Face It Together, talks with Tallgrass, and you guys find ways to help people. It's a nice feel.
It is, and we do. We have an amazing, amazing community in Sioux Falls and in the surrounding area. I mean, very supportive of us. I don't know that that was always the case in the very beginning with the sober homes, but that is certainly the case today. It's been very supportive of the cause of Face It. And I think, like, everybody just knows. I mean, the more we talk about it, the more people know that people do recover, and that stigma goes down. And people get help. And that's what this is all about, is finding ways for people to get help that they need. Because it's addiction. You can't just, I know that I wanted to quit hundreds of thousands of times. I just wanted to stop. I just wanted to cut back. I just wanted to do this. If I could just do this, this wouldn't happen. I wouldn't drink so much. But that's not the case when you have the disease of addiction. You need help. If you had any other disease, it'd be no brainer. We wouldn't even be discussing where you'd be going. We would just figure out how we could get you there. And I think that's important, that we keep talking about this disease and the ways that people can get help in the same way, because that's what it is. It's a disease. So we were really fortunate here in Sioux Falls.
We do have John Miller with us from Golf Addiction. And John, of course, it joins us on Wednesday with our the Business of Golf. He's joining us this morning as we kind of talk about the weekend and with the fact that there are a lot of courses that are pushing up daisies and lots of water. You guys have an indoor opportunity that people should take advantage of at 57th and Marion.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys. We are definitely dry here, and that's not the case in all the golfing courses here in Sioux Falls around the area. So if you got plans to go out and golf this weekend, and it's kind of, you know, if your plans are shattered by some water, some rivers that are overflowing on the courses, give a Golf Addiction a call. Come down and try us for some indoor virtual golf. Over 60 courses now with some Korean and Czech courses that we just uploaded. Miniature golf, virtual miniature golf, and virtual skee ball now for the kids, too. So it's a blast. It's something to do as a family to get out, get together, and come down and enjoy a bite to eat as well, too.
Tell us about the ladies' night where you had a chance to give a little instruction and not have angry men waiting on the tee saying, will you ever get done, lady?
Absolutely. So it was a great night. So it was on Wednesday night. The ladies came out. Basically, went through the fundamentals of, you know, what is golf? What is a stroke? You know, what is a penalty stroke? What happens when it goes in the water? What happens when it goes out of bounds? Kind of what's the things behind that? Then the fun stuff into, you know, your chipping game, to how to pick your targets on the course. What are your misses and stuff like that? Are you a right or are you a left? If you're always missing right, an easy fix is to aim left. You know, just those quick little tips that helps out and makes the game just a little bit more enjoyable. And you're right, Bill. No guys here, nobody pushing them. They have the bays of themselves. They can go in and swing. If they want to bay by themselves, they could. If they want to put in four ladies and do a couple holes. It was a great night. So we'll definitely do it again. Last request to do it again. And we'll do a ladies one, and then we'll do a men's one as well, too. I'm excited for the men's one to see how competitive we can get some of these guys.
Yeah, I think it's not just a ladies' problem that keeps the game slowed down. It's sometimes the guys that have to look over that putt forever and just don't let people to play forward. But Great Life is trying to resolve more rounds, and we're hearing the fact that rounds have almost doubled this year on Great Life courses. That's a good sign, and it's a good sign that we got new people wanting to take up the game.
Exactly right. We're ready to get a ton of golf done in Sioux Falls, so thanks to Great Life, people are getting interested again. So we're excited, and we just give you that indoor virtual option of either hunting and golfing.
So you've got another road trip.
We do. So the next GA Tour South is coming up on the 27th, so this coming Friday, a week from now, essentially. We are going south. We're doing Sioux Falls. We're going to play the back nine at St. Andrews here at the Golf Addiction at 8 a.m., the bus is going to pick us up. We're going to head down to Canton, play Hiawatha. We're going to play nine holes there. Bus again picks us up. We go down to Beersford, play nine holes in Beersford at the Bridges. And then we head all the way down to Elk Point at the Point Country Club. We're going to finish up there and do nine holes. And we all get bussed back up to Sioux Falls. And then our day is done. It's 36 holes of absolute, I guess, it's fun. We knew it was going to be fun. It's an amazing time how the guys and the girls just had a blast together. We had a great group last time. Excited for this time as well, too. It was competitive, but it was a fun competitive. Everybody was kind of having fun with each other. So if it's something you want to do, 36 holes, one day, two-person scramble, so it's in a tournament format, just give us a call down at Golf Addiction at 274-8903. We'll get you signed up.
The other thing I would be amiss if I didn't mention is the Golf Addiction has the lead in our Business of Golf Yahoo Fantasy this week. Golf Addiction with 44 points, and you're well ahead of Austed with 36. There's some others of us that are not doing quite as well this week. So you guys are not only taking care of the ladies with some golf instructions, you have your simulator out at Baker Crossing, but you understand the professionals as well.
We watch enough golf here at Golf Addiction where it's always on. We always hear those names, and the more you hear those names, the more we're going to put them in for our fantasy picks. So we do have that advantage, but yes, that's a blast. The fantasy golf is, we need a few wins, but we need this.
John Miller, Adam Scott, Golf Addiction at 57th and Mary, and also a site in Fargo. John, thanks for taking time this morning. We hope you have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You guys as well. Always my pleasure.
When we come back, we'll talk more from Tallgrass on their Summer Sober Day tomorrow. Rev will visit with Valentino's at 41st and Willow. Come back and listen to us on It's Your Business.
It took a while, but golf season is finally here, and so is our huge spring golf sale. Hi, folks. Dave Austed with Austed's Golf. The cold spring weather sent golf manufacturers into a panic, so we have great prices. Our stores are packed with everything you need to play better, look sharp, and even enjoy the game. Right now, you can get 24 Strixon golf balls for just $45. The Zeno BioFlex gloves, buy two, get one free. And we have a Titleist wedge that's priced too low to advertise.
Have you ever heard of an iron sale at the beginning of the season? Crazy, right? Austed's can save you up to $300 on the name brand sets of irons from Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, Adams, and more.
If there's ever been a time to shop Austed's, this is it. Our huge spring sale is on now. See you soon or online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesia, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Severe weather won't announce its arrival, but we will. We're your weather station. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. In our second hour this morning, we're going to talk with Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office. We've got the Lawyers of South Dakota in town, the Bar Association. And we asked Tom, who is a regular on our show, to talk a little bit about lawyers, some of the cases that they have. And we even asked him about some lawyer jokes. We'll see what he comes up with. You're also going to meet the new Little Miss Hartford. Kaya Gabbert was crowned last night. She'll be joining us at 10:40. But we're at Tallgrass this morning. The Summer Sober is tomorrow. Dennis Ford is front and center, along with Joan Swenson. We've survived the first hour. What do you think?
Oh, we've done well. We had to turn the vents back on in this little room. It got
awful warm in here. I was wondering what this is about. Dennis, what's the deal?
We're going to sweat you out.
Sweat us out, yeah.
Dennis, we get to talk to Joan an awfully lot. She does a very nice job with talking about addiction recovery, representing Tallgrass. But you've been in this business, too, and you get a chance to see a lot of people, the importance of tomorrow and the importance of Tallgrass.
Well, first off, I want to thank you, Bill, for all your support for Tallgrass and recovery community. It's very important, the things you do for us. And that's the first thing. What's the importance of Summer Sober? Well, we believe in the joy of recovery. And if there's no joy, who wants to do it? And that's what tomorrow's about. We also have an ulterior motive, and that's to try to raise a few dollars for our scholarship funds to make this thing available to others. You know, one of the biggest impediments or biggest barriers for people seeking recovery is financial. And these facilities like Tallgrass cost money to run. And we're very fortunate here in Sioux Falls. A couple of years ago, our board of directors decided to start a scholarship fund. We've gained support from our community and our donors. And we thought we would give people a chance here during Summer Sober to put a little money in the pot to help the next guy that needs some help. We probably about 15-20% of our people need financial help when they get here. Being able to say to a person, okay, if you can come up with this amount, we'll come up with the rest of it, and you can seek recovery, seems to have a very positive impact on the individual, the family, and that's what we're trying to do, is to get people into recovery. How important is Tallgrass? We're a small chip on a big ocean, But we keep rolling and trying to do what the best we can, you know. June also is a celebration of the founding of Tallgrass, and that's how Summer Sober got started. It's kind of an anniversary celebration for us. And because of that anniversary, we are now, I should have checked this morning, but I think we're about 950 guests we've seen come through the program here at Tallgrass in the years we've been open. So I think we've made an impact on the community, we've made an impact on lives, and it's important that we continue to do that.
Who would you encourage to be here tomorrow?
Anybody that's interested in recovery. I read a very interesting article the other day by a esteemed PhD from Harvard that says all human beings are in some form of recovery. And so we're primarily dealing with recovery from alcoholism and addiction. If you have any interest, come and see us. See the facility. Stop by, have a free meal. Drop off a $5 bill to help the next guy. Whatever you want to do. I think anybody in the community would get some type of education if they did. Of course, we want our alumni to come back, and we want active members of the recovery community here. But the doors are open to anybody, and come and see us.
They can call out. They can go online. How do they do that, Jim?
They can give us a call at 605-368-5559, or they can reach us on the web at www.tallgrassrecovery.org.
Stories we've heard this hour. We heard from Tim. We heard from Jesse. Mm-hmm. Typical?
Very, very, very much so. People who find their way into recovery, have you noticed that we have a spirit of gratitude about us?
Absolutely.
And a great love for life. I mean, I can't think of anybody who exuberates that more than Tim in my mind whenever I think of people who are grateful and just jazz hands and love for life in being in recovery and having family members who are in recovery. I think of Tim. And then I think of Jesse. I think of just our all-American girl. You know, she's a mom, she's a wife, and, you know, got addicted to opiates and, you know, found her way and did not want to come. I mean, I can remember, did not want to be here. And a year later, the change in her life. I mean, it's an amazing thing to be able to watch people change. And I know they thought that of me as well. So it's pretty cool.
We're in our last minute of this hour. Our next hour, we're going to talk with a couple of more guests. We're going to talk as well with the yoga lady mm-hmm. that's going to be out here that is doing a program 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then she's doing one in the park.
Yep. Every Monday in the park, they are doing yoga in the park as well. And I'll let Elizabeth explain all of that to us.
Well, it's sunshiny out here. We haven't said that with Lincoln County much this week. We are today. And we've listened to Phil, we've listened to Sean Cable, we've listened to our friends over at Kello TV, KDLT. They're all agreeing that it should be a nice weekend. It's a weekend to come out. If you have someone that needs help, if you need help, this is the place to go. For now, though, in this hour, our time's up. Thank you for yours.